The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, it's called the Champions of the People Injury Show. It's the only show of its kind. I'll tell you what, we want to give you the information that you need to help you beat the insurance company on your injury claim. We've been doing this for years. We do a variety of shows through Denver, the Denver area, the Mountain Town area, the Eastern Plains, down south, up north, and we do it to give you information, and we've done it for a long time. You can go to our website anytime for more information or to contact us. And that website is called championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We're glad to have it there for you. We've got all of our books are there. We have 6 books that are published. They're all free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books for free at any time. Or if you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We'll give you a hard copy. We'll mail it to you. You can drop by and pick one up, or you can just email us or go to a live chat on our website, championsofthepeople.com. All right, so today we're talking about you. And, you know, our typical example is you have a motor vehicle accident, right? But we do all kinds of injury cases all over the state of Colorado. But our typical usual example in this radio show here is a car crash, a truck crash. It could be a bicycle crash, it could be a car bicycle, it could be a pedestrian car, it could be a truck, it could be a motorcycle, but it's a crash with injuries. How many times, how many commercials have you heard from attorneys that talk about you? That talk about what it's worth to you? And how do you prove that? How do you break it down? And so today we're going to be giving you a couple of pointers, and we're going to be giving you a couple of little tests. And I think the tests are going to be eye-opening for you and enlightening for you, because you're going to see what this business is all about. So this show is about you, the injured victim. We're assuming, and we hope it never happens to you, but we're assuming for the purposes of this show, you've been in an automobile accident, you've been injured, it was the other person's fault, because sometimes that's not true, but it was the other person's fault. So you got the at-fault party insurance company, you've got you, and so now, who's going to care about you? So, Brad, let's talk about you, the injured victim, and the listener out there, if they've been injured or family person's been injured. What's important in their life? Because sometimes it's life-changing.
Whenever you're hurt, you have to take a look at how it's affected you and what it's done to you and how your life has changed, or how your what things you're doing are going to be changed, how you're going to live and what and your state of living. And when I talk about state of living, I mean whether or not you're going to have injuries, and you're going to have pain, and you're going to have suffering, if you're going to have some kind of disability, if you're going to have restriction. It all comes down to you. And there's always a question of how do you address those losses? It's the only, money ends up being the only justice that's involved and available to person. And when we talk about money being justice, that's just what it is. Money is the only measure or the only asset that can be transferred or given to someone in our society, the way we've got it set up, to compensate them or to reimburse them for what they lose. And so in civil cases, that's how we have to handle it. We handle it with the idea that money is the justice that's given. That's what happens with regard to making right the wrong that's been visited upon a person as a result of their injuries. And when we talk about it, when we deal with it, when we approach it, it's always the same thing. We have to relate the money to you, the person. We at our office have a number of forms that we ask you to fill out when you come into our office, or we ask you, you take them home, because they take a long time to fill out, but we ask you to take those forms and deal with what is involved with being able to give us the access to identify and to pursue justice on your behalf. And when I say that, I mean that We're asking you to please tell us exactly what it's going to take and where we go to be able to identify what's happened to you. And actually, Gary, I think almost all our forms are actually directed in that direction.
They are. It's so important. You can call us anytime if you've been injured at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. But we're talking about the value of you. How do you prove that? How do you show that? How do you make the insurance company pay money? I want to ask you a question. How do you feel when somebody just comes up, forget about your injury that we're talking about right now, how do you feel when somebody just comes up and asks you for money? What does that make you feel like? What if they come up and say, I want to borrow money? Or what if they come up and say, I need money, and maybe it's a family member, I just need money? What does it make you feel like? Or I want you to buy something for me. And so you need attorneys who understand the human factors, the human element, you, and how to value you. You know, I told you we're going to give you a little couple of quizzes. That was one of them here today on the show. We got some more quizzes coming up, and I think this is going to be very enlightening to you. So think about this. You were injured, and you certainly want attorneys who want to learn about you. We're going to talk more in the show about the forms that we have, the way that we investigate and learn about you, because it's very, very important. We've done this for a long time. We know how relevant this is. We know how important it is and critical it is in your injury claim. But let's say we talk about concussions. We have concussion cases all the time. So what it would be worth to you, here's another little test, ready? What would it be worth to you money-wise? Write this down or think about it, but I hope you write it down. What would it be worth to you money-wise, and how important is it for you to be able to think clearly, have a good memory, and be able to reason? Now, if you couldn't do that for a year, what would it be worth? And if you couldn't do it for 6 months, what would it be worth to you? And I want you to come up with the answer. We're not going to give you the answer to that right now. You come up with the answer. And, of course, we're on the radio and we can't talk to you right now, but it's very, very important. And Brad and I do this all the time. But, you know, Brad, we hear all these attorneys on the commercials come see us. We got all these verdicts. We got this. We got that. But we've had client after client that come into Bell and Pollock, and they see that we spend time with them. They see that we understand them. They see that our forms, which are very lengthy, our forms, our approach to the case is them. It's you and what your worth is.
Well, our forms are directed to find out what's happened to your life, and that's the focus we have to do. Now, like I said, we relate that to money, but we need to be able to get into what's going on in your life. They start out with, or at least one of them starts out with, asking you about the injuries or harms that occur to your sports, recreation, or hobbies. But we don't leave it for the client to simply guess or tell us maybe what might be the form that's necessary, or guess and tell us what sport or recreation or hobby they happen to be thinking at that time. We probably list at least 100 potential sports, recreation, or hobbies that you can look at, and that you can give us an idea, and you can give us some, so you can identify whether it hurts you to do it, or whether you can't do it, but you did it before the injury. Some of that stuff, when you start doing it, means, yeah, you're going to give it a try and see, or you absolutely know it's going to hurt to do it. But we ask you to look at the form and then fill out anything extra that you might have, but at least look at that, just that beginning page that talks about your sports and your recreation and hobbies. Now, when we're dealing with trial, we're obviously talking to jurors, and we're talking about whether or not and how they feel about losing out on their particular sport, their recreation, or their hobby. And if they say, gee, I can't go to Taste of Colorado because I'm hurt. It's too painful. Or when I do go, it's painful, and I'm having to maneuver around people in pain, and I don't even know for sure if I want to go, because if I have to lay down, where am I going to lay down, and how close can I make the car, and what can I do? And if it hurts to walk, then we need to know that. If it hurts to do any of the things that might be involved, we need to know that. We want to know it so that we can identify where your injuries are, and we can relate that once again to money and determine how we can compensate you for maybe going someplace other than the Taste of Colorado, or maybe doing some other activity.
When you look at the self-analysis, when you look at the analysis of you, and we gave you a couple of test questions today, right? I mean, if you couldn't think clearly, you couldn't reason clearly for 6 months, what's it worth? What's the dollar amount? If you can't do it for a year, what's the dollar amount? If you have a concussion or a brain bleed or a TBI or a closed head injury and you can't do it for the rest of your life, what's the amount? What would fairly compensate you? What's the value of that to you? Where in all these attorney commercials and where all these attorney presentations do you hear about the human value, the value of you, the injured victims, the value of you and the case? How has this impacted your life? You know, and so at Bell and Pollock, what we're trying to do is tell you that not only do we investigate it and explore it with you in detail, but we have all kinds of forms that help you and guide you so that we know and we know you. And a lot of people say, wow, that's a lot of paperwork to fill out. Well, if you ever came into our law firm, it would be a lot of paper to fill out. I promise you. It would be a very much a lot of paperwork. But we get to know you. And once we know you, what can we do? Then we can use that information to win your case. Your attorney should know you better than anybody. The insurance company, when you tell them, well, I can't do my favorite activity anymore, and I can't do this anymore, what do you think they think about it? Maybe just blow it off. But we got a break coming up. But right after the break, I'm going to ask you, and Brad's going to ask you, what's your favorite activity? What's your favorite activity right now? You're not injured. We're assuming you're in a car crash. You're not injured. But what's your favorite activity? And then we're going to dissect that favorite activity, and we're going to show you the value of human life, the value of human endeavors. And this is just a small part of your injury claim. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Bell and Pollock, we are champions of the people. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your med pay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the med pay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We formed our law firm in 1984. With a vision and mission to helping injured victims just like you. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can ask us for any of our books. If you've been injured, you can call us right now. If you want a book, you can call us right now. 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about your injury. Today we're talking about you. So many times it's forgotten about you. How has this affected you, the injured victim? And you think, a lot of people think they're not hearing me. They're not listening to me. My attorneys aren't listening to me. The insurance company's not listening to me. Nobody is listening to me. And it's not just something you blow off. This is very important, what we're talking about. Now, I told you right before the break, what's one of your favorite activities? All right? Let's just say it is hiking. Let's say you like to hike. You really like to do that. You've done it. You love it. It's your passion. You want to do it, and now let's say you're in a car accident. God forbid, you're in an accident. Now you can't do it anymore. And you say to the insurance company, I can't hike anymore. What do you think they think about that? You know, so Brad, let's explore that a minute, because that's just one activity, and then we give you guidelines when you come into Bell and Pollock that we're going to talk about on the show, but you're talking about an activity. You can't hike anymore. That's taken away from you. How much money is that worth you? What is that worth to you? And I want you to answer us right now.
The insurance company is going to think that's worth nothing. They're not going to be excited about it. They're not going to care about it. And their attitude is replace it. Figure out something else to do. Go find something new. I mean, they'll almost try to say, ooh, look at this great opportunity we've given you that you can now go find something new to do, and you can give up on the old things that you liked. But they say, but it really, it doesn't matter because eventually you'll find something. You're not a vegetable. You're not gone in life. You're not, even if you have restrictions, you can find something. And so that's what they'll do. The bottom line is the insurance company won't give any value to it until, of course, any one or more of those insurance people start losing what they like to do. And if they were in the same shoes. And so the importance is being able to identify why this particular thing is important to you and what it means to you and why it really can't be replaced. And, you know, most people need to sit back and take a look and think, what can't be replaced? What, and if it wasn't replaced, how could I, what's the loss to me? And how do I equate that into a financial decision? Because that's what's important, is being able to figure it out, what it means not to have those certain things in your life. Now, obviously, everybody likes to talk about, well, you go through phases in your life. Maybe one phase you're a mountain climber and you love mountain climbing. And then as you get older or you can become less nimble, you end up saying, well, now I'm a mountain hiker. And I'll go from being a mountain hiker to I'll go to being someone who drives the mountains and gets out and look at things. And maybe I'll incorporate into that some kind of ropes course or some other kind of course, and I'll do something else. And the insurance companies love to be able to say that's exactly why any of the activities you do mean nothing really, and they're not worth anything really. And that's where they diminish the value of you. And where, as your personal injury lawyers, we go just the opposite. We get very excited about that and say, well, wait a minute, there is a value of you. And we're not about to give that up, and we're not about to say that's worthless. Rather, we say that's a very important factor, and you shouldn't be, and you shouldn't lose it without appropriate compensation.
And you must realize by now that you can't just say the words to the insurance company because they're not going to bite. They're not going to believe it. They don't, or they're just going to disregard it. I mean, my passion in this example, my passion, Mr. or Mrs. Insurance Company, was to hike. I love doing it. I've done it for years. I'm in my 30s. I'm in my 20s. I'm in my 50s. I love it. I mean, this could apply to anything. It could apply to golf. It could apply to exercise. It could apply to yoga. It could apply to aerobics. It could apply to reading. It could apply to computer skills. Okay, this is my love. This is my passion. It could apply to writing. You know, so, but now the example is hiking. It's been taken away from you. What is it worth? Have you come up with a value yet? What is it worth for a year to you? What's it worth for 2 years to you? Okay, what's it worth for a lifetime? You have orthopedic injuries and anatomical injuries that preclude you and prevent you and impair you from doing it. It's been taken away. You know, another way to look at this, and we do it at Bell and Pollock, is when you go into the courtroom, guess what? Remember that question that I asked you at the very beginning of the first part of the show? If somebody asks you for money, how does that make you feel? Can you give me some money? For what? We want money. Can you give us money? For what? You know, one thing that you can do when you go into court or any, or we're dealing with the insurance company, is guess what? A repayment of a debt strikes you a little bit differently, doesn't it? If you're going to repay a debt, I understand that. It's not just free money. You're not asking for free money. You want a debt repaid, for example. So take it this way, and Brad and I talk about this all the time. When you go into court, you've already paid. What do you mean, Gary? What do you mean, Brad? You've already paid. You've paid with your health. So it's repayment of a debt. That's a different frame. That's a different perspective. Now it starts to mean something. But there's more to go. So, Brad, let's take that that physical limitation and let's talk about what is it worth to people to not be able to do something in 6 months, 4 months, a year, their lifetime.
Sure. And how precious is it? How precious is time? How precious is the passing of time and what you're going to miss out on? And, you know, if we talk about mountain climbing, the things we come back to, okay, am I going to miss it for the rest of my life? Am I even going to miss it for a year? Is that precious? Is that time I've lost that I can't make up? That's another thing we have to understand when we start valuing you and we start valuing what it means. If you're involved in something that takes away 10 years of your life, what happens when you say, okay, I went from age 30 to 40, not being able to do these certain things while I was struggling, and now at 40, I'm not doing them again, but maybe I would have stopped doing it by 40. But for those 10 years, I lost my a good portion of my life. I lost a good portion of what I'm able to do. I lost being able to enjoy those activities and those things. I want everybody that's out there to think of something you like doing, something you do on a regular basis, and something that's important to you, and then imagine that for the next 5 years or 10 years, starting tomorrow, because that's when your crash hits, starting tomorrow, you can't do them anymore. You don't do them. It's been taken away from you, or maybe the crash doesn't hit. Just imagine if somebody walked up and said, I hereby am making a decision that those things, these three things that you like to do, whatever they may be, we are now going to take them away from you for the next 5 to 10 years so that you can't do them, or that you're not going to want to do them because it's so bad that's happening. And what would you say to them back? Would you allow it? Would you say that's okay? Would you just walk away from it? Or would you take a good, healthy look and say, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to agree to that. And now you're going to have to, you'd be saying to the person, if you're going to do that, I want compensation for it.
And unfortunately, in our system, that's what's left. And people ask us that all the time. What can I do to this driver? Nothing. You can do. You can't do anything. You can't do any criminal acts, obviously, no matter how mad or angry you are. And a lot of them ask us, well, what happened to the driver? They seem to be living their life and just going down their merry way, and I'm not. And I'm 1 year into this deal or 2 years into this deal, and I can't do what I want to do. I can't do the activities. I don't have the value and quality of life that I want. So today we're talking about you've been injured. What about you? You've been injured in a car accident. What about you? You have to have attorneys that learn about you, that care to learn about you. And at Bell & Pollock, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, our website. You can go there, championsofthepeople.com. All of our information is there. All of our books are there, championsofthepeople.com. We do it for you. I want to tell you something, and Brad will take off on this as well because we see this all the time. We're talking about human value. We're talking about you. We're talking about what happened in your life, right? And we can say that a million times, and some adjusters might fall asleep talking about this. Their computer programs may not even recognize it. When Brad and I talk to an insurance adjuster the very first time and in the middle and in the end, it goes like this. You know, we say they always focus on your medical bills. They say, well, your client was injured, Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollock, your client was injured, yes. And it looks like they've got $12,400 in medical bills, yes. But they're going to require future treatment. Well, I don't know about that. And we're going to reprice your medical bills from $12,400 down to $8,000 because our computer program says they need to be repriced. And so we're going to offer you $10,000. Where, Brad, where in that whole conversation did we talk about you? Where did we talk about the injured victim? Where did we talk about the quality of life? And that's what you've got to get down to because that affects you.
Sure. Yeah, no, think about it in this vein. A person can lose their arm or they can lose their wrist, their hand, I mean, and they can lose that. And the medical bills may not be as high once it's, okay, we've taken care of it and we've completed the amputation and now you're without a hand. But do the medical bills really identify and judge what it's like to be without a hand? Let's talk about other things. Let's talk about somebody saying my back hurts and I can't do things because my back hurts. And the doctors say there's not a whole lot more we can do for you. Maybe some therapy, maybe massages, but it's not going to cost very much. Is that really how we determine what it means that if your back hurts so much that you can't remain sitting or standing in one position for more than 10, 15 minutes?
Right. So what's been subtracted out of your life? What's been taken away from you? What's the value and quality of life to you, the injured victim? And that's what we're talking about today. You know, you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident. What about you? When you come to Bell & Pollock, we explore this in depth with you. It's one of the most important things we do. We understand the insurance company is not going to give credence to it, so we are. 303-795-5900, Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.